The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. I don't know whether you'll believe this or not. I'm serious. I don't know whether you'll believe me or not, but it is true, and you'll just have to take my word for it. Every day, I begin preparing for the program, and believe me, I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, but I spend a lot of time every single day in preparation for this program. You can ask my wife. I am working primarily from home now because of the whole COVID thing. Our company encouraged all of us to work from home, and I've enjoyed it. But I prepare all my stories, print my stories, read my stories at home. But I spend a lot of time every single day so that when I come into the studio, I'm prepared. And again, I'm not boasting. I'm just telling you that I'm always over-prepared. I don't believe I have ever finished a program where I ran out of stories to talk about. I come in with stories that I have read, examined, underlined, thought about, and then I put them in a stack in the order of what I think is important. And every day I change that order as we're going through the program. I'm shuffling the stack and so forth. But I always have far more stories to talk about than we ever get to. I said all that to say this. Every day I begin thinking, you know, I don't want to talk about President Biden today. I don't. I promised you this is not going to become every day Biden did this, Biden did that. No. And I've said this before, please forgive the repetition if you've heard me say it, but during the 8 years of Barack Obama, I'll be honest with you, I didn't listen to much conservative talk radio. And I love talk radio. I love talk radio. But during the 8 years of the Obama administration, I did not listen very much to conservative talk radio because every day it was the same thing. Obama did this and it was wrong. Obama did this and it was bad. And it was the same thing every single day. And I don't need that. And I desperately do not want this program to develop into that. So every day I go, well, let's talk about other things. I'm not gonna talk about Biden. I'm not gonna talk about the Biden administration. And then I read or hear something that the president says, and I think, how can I not comment on this? How can I not? For instance, during the break, during the top of the hour break, I read this. The Biden administration is spending $60 million per week to shelter 16,000 unaccompanied minors at the border. And they are in inhumane, unhealthy situations. And yet, we are spending $60 million every single week. What did I do with it? I did some figures. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I did a little some figures. $60 million a week. That is 3,000. $750 per child per week. Have you seen the circumstances that they're living in? You've seen the pictures, right? The United States government, the Biden administration, is spending $3,750 per week. That's $535 per child for every single day. Okay. Yeah. And then I heard just a little bit of the president's photo op. It wasn't a press conference because he wasn't accepting questions about his gun control executive orders. This is the man who said during the campaign that any president who tries to execute the duties of his office by executive order, bypassing the Congress of the United States, is nothing but a dictator. If you don't believe me, check it out. Go look it up. He said that during the campaign. He was talking about Donald Trump and the number of executive orders that Donald Trump issued, and Trump did issue a lot of executive orders, but nothing, not even close, not even in the same universe did Trump issue as many executive orders in the first 4 months of his presidency than Joe Biden has. So by Joe Biden's own definition, he is a dictator. So he wants gun legislation. He's not sure that he can get it through the Congress, which is the way it's supposed to work. Those are the people that we elect to represent us. And the president can't, he doesn't know whether he can get it through or not, the legal way, the right way, the American way, the constitutional way. So he takes it into his own hand and starts issuing executive orders like what he said is a dictator. By Joe Biden's own definition, we have a dictator in the White House. His definition, not mine. So today, two things caught my attention. He's issuing these executive orders about gun control, and he says, this does not in any way impact the Second Amendment. But then he said this. No amendment, I'm quoting verbatim, no amendment is absolute. So on one hand, he says, this is not attacking the Second Amendment at all. No, not at all. However, if it is, well, no amendment is absolute. Really? The President of the United States is questioning the validity of the amendments to the Constitution of the United States? The president is doing this? I have said this for years. One of the foundations of the liberal left is to destroy authority. For the liberal left, theologically, you have to destroy the authority of the Bible. For the liberal left, politically, you have to destroy the authority of the Constitution. So you make statements like, quote, no amendment is absolute. You have to question the authority of the Constitution. But then he said this, and again, I quote President Joe Biden, enough praying, it's time for action. Enough praying, it's time for action. You are intelligent adults. I don't need to interpret for you what the President of the United States said about the validity of prayer, what he thinks about prayer. May I again quote President Joe Biden today? Enough praying. It's time for action. All right. Seriously, every day I said, no, not today. I'm not going to. No, not today. But how can I not comment? Okay. Hopefully, I can go the rest of the program. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. That never fails. I'm going to move on to something else. And then we've got a TV monitor here in the studio, and I've got The Five on from Fox. And, you know, during the commercial breaks, I'll check Facebook, I'll check Twitter, and I'll unmute the TV monitor every once in a while. Well, they're talking about the border crisis. And I don't know whether you're familiar with the program, The Five. It's 5 o'clock on Fox News, and it involves five individuals. There's a usual panel. The five are usually the same people, but some of them change, and they have a token liberal. That's usually Juan Williams, all right? He is kind of their token liberal. And I don't mean that in a pejorative manner. It's just true. So they were talking about the border crisis and that the Biden administration is not dealing with it. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The more and more kids, the inhumane conditions, and so forth. So it was time for Juan Williams to comment. And I am not making this up. It could not have been scripted in a better way to illustrate the way the liberal left thinks. So everyone else, the other four, are conservatives, or at least say they are. And they're talking about the mess that the Biden administration's created and so forth. And the inaction, and Kamala Harris, has not been there, and she hasn't had a press conference. So anyway, so it's Juan Williams' turn to comment. And he said, well, we know that the Biden administration is doing a lot to deal with this because they are spending a lot of money down there. And I started cracking up, because that is always the answer. More money. Throw more money. Spend more money. That is always, whether it's the schools are failing. We got to pass a levy. We got to raise more money. Does that ever help? No. Does it improve the educational climate? No. Does it raise test scores? No. All right, enough of that. I just thought, oh, my goodness. Well, they got to be doing something. They're spending a lot of money. Situation getting any better? No. Fewer kids? No. But we're spending a lot of money. Okay, all right. Let me bring you up to date on something happening in Kansas. Oh, it's happened again. A federal judge has overturned a piece of pro-life legislation. Back in 2015, the legislature in the state of Kansas passed a law that bans dismemberment abortions. I'm not going to go into, most of you know what a dismemberment abortion is. The baby is literally ripped apart in the mother's womb. So in 2015, the state of Kansas passed a law banning dismemberment abortions. It has never been enacted. Passed into law, signed by the governor, passed by the legislature in 2015. It has never been enacted because of one federal judge after another. Here is the latest from today, and I quote, The Kansas City Star reports Shawnee County District Judge Teresa Watson said the law is unconstitutional based on a 2019 Kansas Supreme Court ruling that describes abortion as a, quote, fundamental right. So a law passed in 2015 is declared unconstitutional in 2021 because of a Kansas Supreme Court ruling in 2019. Confused? Yeah, so am I. So what are the pro-life people going to have to do in Kansas? They're going to have to repeal, or they're going to have to pass a constitutional amendment to the Kansas Constitution saying that abortion is not a fundamental right. How long that will take? Don't know, but this law, again passed in 2015, will never be able to be enacted, evidently, until the Constitution for the state of Kansas is amended. And I want to say this carefully and cautiously. That's one of the problems that we have had in the pro-life movement for years and years. Pro-life activists, well-meaning, please understand me, don't misunderstand me, well-meaning, well-intentioned pro-life individuals and even legislators go through an enormous amount of effort and energy and money to pass laws that will never be enacted. Sometimes that's out of ignorance. And I don't fault them for that. Again, well-meaning, well-intentioned. They really wanted to do the right thing, but they didn't understand the political process and so forth. Occasionally, it is with the full knowledge that it will never be enacted, but at least a statement has been made supporting pro-life causes and issues. We need to be pro-life. We need to be very active. We need to be proactive. We need to be passing legislation. But we need to be smart as well. Scripture says, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So sadly, a judge has struck down a Kansas law passed in 2015, but never enforced. And now they're going to seek a constitutional amendment. Good for them. It's the right thing to do. May their tribe increase.